Fall. 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 Ah, there you go. Oh, it never gets old watching people fall on the ice. As long as it's not me. Oh, well, time to get back to work. Hey, watch it, buddy. Oh, hey, it's you. About time you got here. Let me guess. Traffic? Oh, yeah. Anyways, welcome to New York. A place that has a history that can be traced back to, 10,000 BC. A place that was once filled with Iroquois ancestors, and they traded fur. Now, the only fur you'll see are draped on women's shoulders. Instead of trading fur, people now trade stock and their lives in the hopes of a better outcome. A state that is known as the Empire State. Even though no one has found the droids they were looking for. New York got its name from the Duke of York in 1664. It's one of the largest producers of apples, onions, cabbage, dairy, and bourbon legends. You see what I did there? I know you thought I was going to go on some lengthy conversation about what the state does and the history of it, the politics, religion, etc. But no. We're going right into the stories, and our first legend takes place at the beautiful Camp Lakota. You want to go camping?
For fuck's sake! Brooke, quiet down over there. Sorry, I'm trying. Brooke, I told you that you brought too much. You won't be saying that in a couple of hours.
You know, I am surprised, though, that you were able to get two cases in your backpack.
Yeah, I told you I'd make it fit.
Yeah, you sure did. I still can't believe the fake IDs worked.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I'd never tried using it before.
Never? Really?
Well, never needed to before. No one ever asked.
Must be nice. I get asked all the time.
How far do you think we need to go?
I say we go all the way to the lake.
Can you make it that far?
I'll be fine. Remember, I used to run cross country.
I'm sorry. Brooke, that was your freshman year, and you quit halfway through the season.
I still used to run, though. I trained hard that half season.
Whatever.
Don't you whatever me. What did you do?
I played basketball, remember? We went to state.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. It's not like you went to any of the games.
I went to a couple. Just never saw any of them.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing?
Well, freshman year was Tommy. Sophomore year was Brad. Junior year was...
David?
Yeah, David. And senior year was Tony.
I still can't believe you never saw me play.
Were you any good?
Yeah. I was all state, so I think so.
How come you still don't play?
No place for women to play.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. Hey, are we almost there?
Starting to get heavy?
It started to be heavy as soon as I picked it up.
We should be almost there.
Do you think we can get a fire going?
Well, I don't see why not. Have to keep it small, though. Don't want our parents to find out we're out here.
They're all sound asleep.
Listen, all it takes is someone yelling and my father will wake up.
Yeah. My dad is the same way. Hey, do you ever stop and think about what it was like for them? In Korea, I mean? Yeah.
No. I used to ask. But I don't anymore.
I was the same.
I bet they saw some things.
Probably, yeah. But hey, nothing bad is gonna happen out here.
Just two girls getting drunk.
Exactly.
Hold on. I need to readjust.
Oh, God, I told you that you brought too much.
No, it's not the backpack. I need to readjust my bra. Wire is poking me.
For goodness sakes. Here, let me help.
Do you think guys do this?
What, help with each other's bras?
I mean with their underwear.
Oh. I don't know. I've never seen another guy do it. Most guys I just see, readjusting themselves.
I've seen that.
Of course you have. Is that better?
Yes, thank you. Oh, I see the water.
Oh, great. I'll start grabbing some wood. Look for a good spot.
Okay.
Oh, is she gone? Oh, yeah. I love that girl, but I don't know about her sometimes. Okay, wood. Where can I find wood? Oh, where's there any wood? It's so dark out here. Oh, there's some. There's a bunch of wood. Oh, shit. I dropped my flashlight. That's okay. I can see nothing. I can see fairly decent. I think I can pick all this up. Okay, I'm just gonna start over here.
Hey, Kelsey! Where did you go? I can't drink all of this myself. Come on, I'm getting cold. Come on, Kel. Quit playing games. Oh, hey, I see your flashlight over there. Hey, do you need a hand?
The tale of Camp Lakota started when, supposedly, a man's family was there on the weekend and a couple of campers started a fire down by the lake. The fire got out of control and the man's family was killed. Yeah. When the man found out about his family's demise and went up to the lake 2 weeks later, one of the campers there was found chopped to death by an axe. Ugh. Instead of shutting the camp down, supervisors would sleep with knives and rifles, and even state troopers were positioned throughout the camp. One night, the counselors were awakened by the sound of someone screaming and saw another camper bleeding to death. And standing over them was a man swinging his axe over and over, chopping this poor camper to pieces. One of the counselors was able to get a hit on the man with a hatchet as he tried to escape. They followed the blood trail into the woods, and the state police built a perimeter around him and called for him to give himself up, which he never did. So the troopers built a ring of fire, and it consumed the area, burning everything to ash. Yet, nobody was ever found. Oh, wow. Now, every year on the anniversary of his family's death, you can see the shadow of a man limping along the shores, maybe looking for his next victim. Since we're near a lake, let me tell you about a tugboat abduction. Yeah, I know, it already sounds weird.
How was supper, Reggie?
It was good as always.
What did you have?
Just canned meat, nothing more.
How can you eat that?
I don't like the rubber food you eat. You know, I need more than this.
Well, it is good during this heat wave we're having. I don't feel like cooking anything.
Nah, I didn't cook mine.
I don't blame you.
Say, Cap, what we got going on tonight?
We'll pick up a barge at 7 and move it to terminal by 8.
That don't sound so bad.
Yeah, let's hope not.
All right, I'll go and tie us.
All right, I'll get traffic on the horn. Traffic, this is Tug Maria 120.
This is traffic. Go ahead.
Good evening, Tug Maria 120 here at LTT Conhawk. 2.5 of 7. We're going to make up to the loaded tank barge, double skid 107. Our dimensions overall will be 350 by 15, deep drag on the tug. Like to get up on our way and held up to Lincoln. Should be around terminal 68 or so.
Normal consumer traffic to St. George. Your opposing traffic will be Soul Reaver, and your terminal is 62.
62. Got it. Thank you, traffic.
Fair winds and following seas, Captain.
Hey, Reggie, we ready to go?
Ready to go, Captain!
Go wake up Ryan. Get up to the wheelhouse.
What we need him for?
This is going to be a two-man job. One on the bow, the other on the gunwale. It's going to be tight getting behind the barge.
He ain't going to like it.
Just do it. All right, let's get going.
This better be good.
Oh, I was having a good dream.
We got a tough hookup coming up. Gonna need 2 people. Ryan, you're number 2.
Why didn't you wake up Sam?
He did the last one. It's your turn.
Yeah, whatever.
It'll be a quick grab and tug.
Just like you're...
Don't you dare say it, you stowaway.
Just messing with you, Cap. I'm gonna go get some coffee.
I'm just gonna go get everything ready.
Thanks, Reggie. Soul Reaver, this is Tug Maria 120. I'm gonna hug the south side. Can you stay north, if that's good with you?
Tug Maria 120, this is Soul Reaver. Roger that. Fair winds and following seas.
Fair winds and following seas, Captain.
Hey, Cap. The line's ready.
Roger that. We should be there in about 10 minutes.
Hey, Cap. Is that a plane?
Yeah. Looks like it's coming in fast, too.
Holy crap!
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Tug Maria 120 in the harbor. Just witness what appears to be a plane crash.
This is Coast Guard 252. Tugboat Maria 120, please advise on situation. Tugboat Maria, do you copy?
Coast Guard, do you read? We're heading to location of crash site. Coast Guard, do you read? Damn it, our radio must be out. Reggie, shoot up a flare.
Got it.
You two get near the H-bid on the bow. Let me know if you see anything.
Come on, Ryan. Get your vest on.
Yeah, I know. I already got it on. What was that?
It looked like a plane went down.
All lights on. You see anything?
Nothing yet. Don't see any signs of the wreckage.
Throw it down a bit, Captain. We have to be getting close.
Did you actually see a crash?
Yeah, I did. It was a small plane, I think.
Are you sure that you saw where it crashed?
Yeah, it should have been just over here.
Do you see anything?
Not a soul, Captain.
Keep looking.
You see anything?
No, I can't see a thing in this water. Murky as all hell.
I'll just keep looking.
Keep looking? What do you think I'm doing, Reggie?
Here comes the Coast Guard.
Tugboat Maria, 120. This is Coast Guard 252. Please signal your lights if you can hear us.
Hey, Cap, what the hell? Can they not see us?
I don't think they can.
Tugboat Maria 120, this is the Coast Guard. Call out.
Captain?
I don't get it. What the heck's going on?
I'm switching channels. Coast Guard, this is Tugboat Maria 120. We are in the area of the crash.
Tugboat Maria 120, please be prepared to be boarded.
Hey, we're over here!
Hey, over here!
Yo!
This is the Coast Guard, call out!
Hey guys, what's up with the boarding?
Hey guys, hello? Hello?
Tug looks abandoned. Engine is dead. All lights are off.
What the hell do you mean abandoned? Right here.
Can they not see our lights?
Officer, I'm the captain of this vessel. What seems to be the problem?
I'm going to check the wheelhouse.
Officer, why won't you acknowledge me?
Are we ghosts to you or something?
Are you sure that was a plane?
All I saw was a bright streak of light.
Wheelhouse is clear. Coffee was still steaming. The crew is not here, though.
Gentlemen, I don't know what we saw, but I think something bad happened.
Captain. Sam. Sam is not at his bunk.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Search the water. The crew has to be around here somewhere.
On July 13th, 1977, the Maria 120 tugboat cruised around the New York Harbor with its crew of six men. Their shift would go along uneventfully until approximately 9:30 p.m. when all five boroughs of the city lost power and fell into complete darkness. Emergency transmissions came over the boat's radio, reporting of the widespread chaos, crime, and looting that erupted. As the single crew engine patrolled the waters between Liberty Island and Battery Park in pitch blackness, something even more alarming happened. The crew witnessed a bright streak of light through the night sky and what appeared to be a private aircraft crash into the harbor. They immediately radioed the Coast Guard a distress signal. Shortly thereafter, two Coast Guard boats were on site to aid in the recovery. But what they discovered was far more disturbing than could be imagined. The aircraft that was reported to have crashed into the harbor? Not a trace of it. And the entire crew of the tugboat Maria 120 was gone. Vanished. The boat remained, but not a soul on board. Many believe that the private aircraft was actually a UFO. Well, I personally don't know about a UFO abducting a tugboat crew, but it was believed so much by the people that in 1982, a monument was erected in honor of the mysteriously missing crew of the tugboat Maria 120 in Battery Park, overlooking the waters of the last known whereabouts of these six men. Now, for something that may or may not exist, let's get out of the water and away from the aliens and go somewhere where something is definitely happening. You stay there. He'll be here soon. Time to confirm our suspicions.
So, we finally have them. You are in for it.
Miss Red. Calm yourself. Remember to come at this clinically.
Who are you people? I promise I'm a good citizen. I pay my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you say that in front of me, you bald-faced liar!
Red.
Mrs. Blue, watch.
So then, tell me, why do you think you're here?
I told you, I have no idea!
You never said that. Only how good a citizen you were.
What is it that you want to hear, lady?
And just what was it that we found? Oh yes, damning evidence. Blue, give it here.
There he is.
I'm glad we finally found another one with a purpose this time.
There are many eager to join the ranks, Mrs. Blue.
I'm now Mr. White. I'm supposed to be here.
You?
Hush! I'm busy.
My sniveling friend. Every single man I have at my disposal has stood in your shadow. Continue to hide the truth from us any longer. There will assuredly be consequences. Do you understand?
Here, can you read that chapter heading? Oh, are you sure you can read, ratbag?
The hidden kept secret of our moon?
Well done. Now, do you recognize it at all? Even just a teeny tiny bit?
Who's this man?
Why are you here?
Excellent question, Mr. White.
This person threatens the very existence of our organization. The extent of which, well, we'd like to find out.
Look, I don't know anything.
Liar!
You have the wrong man.
Just what is going on here? I demand an explanation.
Denial.
Par for the course.
Miss Red, step aside. Mrs. Blue, please.
As for your partners, my colleagues are cutting into them as we speak. We know who you are, how you ascertained your knowledge, and exactly how to get it out of you. I do have somewhat of a personal attachment to this. I put a lot of work into directing the Armstrong bloodline.
You don't know a thing.
The Armstrongs? I still remember our talks over dinner. How someone or something brought me into building their unnatural obsession with the stars.
We needed your specific perks to get the job done, Mr. White. You have your use.
Ah, so it was you.
It's no use. You're all just as vigorous as we thought. You will get nowhere using him here.
Thank you. You know about you, sir. Please refrain from using this veneer of innocence.
Mr. White, come here. Given your closeness to these people, I need you to get all the details from them, however you please. You will be rewarded handsomely.
How am I supposed to do that?
Do what you think is right. I'm sure you will know how. We are all at your disposal.
What are you gonna do? White? Did they call you? Not even a day in this insane, incestuous family, you cow-handed fool! You mother—
Just stop! I will personally see to it that you suffer here for daring to uproot all of Lost's hard work!
You talk just like one of them. They ruined my family. I thought we were together on this.
We? Well, I got us here. That was me.
You got us here?
Elaborate, Mr. White.
Clearly, without my position in the world.
Your position?
Miss Red, allow him to continue.
The motion for moon colonization will always be extraordinary. I have never been so valuable.
What you did wasn't just from your own merits. You roped in our whole town!
No, I will not listen to that. After I gifted what I knew, you sought to blow it up in my face. Throw it out to the world!
You can't believe what you're doing is right. Surely. It's so disappointing. I believed you. I believed you were doing this for good.
Mr. White, you should consider very carefully what you say and who you say it to.
You are a fraud.
Just look at the two of us, my friend. See who's standing where.
Oh, you two are entertaining.
At least I kept my hands off the bottle.
It was nothing out of the norm.
I hope not, White. We do not deal with drunkards.
That's what you are, White.
It was to celebrate with the neighbors. Nothing too serious.
Too serious?
What happened there, Mr. White? Stand on your own two feet.
He just couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Sorry, sweetheart. What was that?
Everyone had to know how incredible and important he was. He ruined it all. And now me.
Well, no, no, not entirely.
Semantics are important, White.
Stop being such a coward.
Look, you were doing something extraordinary. Animals, and more than animals, on the moon? Someone like me was vital, right? Surely you can forgive a small slip of the tongue.
Small? Look at me. Look at where I am. I thought you still had something. No. If I have to go through all this, so shall you.
What are you talking about?
Yes, he's a liability. A drunk. And couldn't keep his damn mouth shut.
We have what we came for. Well done, ladies.
Ooh, is this where I come in?
It would seem so.
Miss Red, deal with the townsfolk.
With pleasure.
Mrs. Blue, please, make this right.
With me in your society, life unlike you have ever seen will be there, and people will know my name.
How convivial.
What the hell? Is he?
There now.
Mrs. Blue, wheel them off into theater. Cut all knowledge of this out of them.
It is my speciality. I'm glad he had to be disposed of. I'd rather not deal with another hothead in our ranks.
Both you and Miss Red should be in for a busy evening. You can't undo the past. All you can do is face what's ahead. We make it safer. We make it stronger. It belongs to us. One planet, one people. As long as we remember that we share one future, we will survive. For our Mr. White, we need someone for our struggling monster containment team.
Now, this group of people we have heard from before. Not much is known about them, though. I tried to get to know them when I was with them for a bit. They're good, always hiding in the shadows. The story you just heard me tell you is about a book that was written but never published because the author mysteriously disappeared before he could sign a contract of publication. No one really knows the true story, but those that saw the book always wondered where he got the information from. Before we take our last bite of the Big Apple, let's take a train ride. Destination, the land of the dead.
All aboard! All aboard!
Excuse me, sir. I don't know how I got here.
Do you have a ticket?
Crazy.
I don't know.
But that's how it goes.
Check your pockets. You might be surprised.
Maybe it's not too late.
I don't remember that ever being in there.
Are you getting on then?
Well, where does this train go?
Where would you like it to go?
Home.
Then that is where it is going.
To learn how to love and forget how to hate.
I don't have any luggage to take with me.
You won't need it anyways. Last chance. You getting on?
Let's go.
I guess. Let's go home. Sir, where do I sit?
I've listened to preachers. I've listened to fools.
It doesn't matter where you sit.
As long as you make your own rules.
Aren't you in charge?
I am. And I'm telling you that you can sit anywhere you like.
One person is conditioned to rule and control. The media sells it, and you live the role. Who and what is to blame?
Excuse me, but can I sit here?
You look as lost as I am.
I'm sorry, but do I know you?
No, I don't think so. Do you know how you got here?
No. Do you?
I don't know, but please, sit down. I'll take the company.
What do you remember?
Nothing, really. I was just in the front of the train. The conductor asked me for a ticket, and I had one in my pocket.
I remember when I lost my mind.
That is exactly what happened to me as well.
Well, do you know where this train goes?
The conductor told me it goes home, yet I don't know where that is.
Oh. Well, the conductor told me that this train goes where I want it to go.
Thinking about it, yeah. I said home, and he said that's where it goes.
Life's not fair, is it? My little friend. While some live in the light, others stay in the dark.
Oh, well, do you know anyone else on this train?
No, I don't. Do you?
Well, now that I think about it. Nah, I don't even know my own name.
You don't? Oh, I can't remember. Why are we here?
No one ever thinks what it is like being the other guy. It makes you crazy.
I don't know, but we're on here now.
I'm the only one who needs to know that.
It looks like we're coming up to a bridge.
Yeah. This bridge connects Queens to the Bronx.
I have no memory of ever being here, yet I know this bridge.
I think we both must have lived around here.
I mean, I guess that would make sense.
Tickets, please.
You already saw mine when I boarded the train.
The same with me.
I only need to punch the ticket, as this is a one-way trip.
You fear your confusion.
We don't even know where we're going.
Why does it matter where you go now? It didn't matter to you before.
I know what it's like to be alone in this world.
What do you mean before? We have no memory.
You choose not to remember. You still have your memories.
Wait. I do remember. I've been here before. I came here to...
I don't remember.
Focus.
Time kills everything.
No. No, it can't be. I didn't do it. I'm here. I'm alive.
Look at your ticket. It will now have your destination on it.
Life is cruel. Why should the afterlife be any different?
Mine says hell. What does yours say?
Hell.
Enjoy your trip, ladies. Tickets, please.
What do we do?
Is there anything we can do?
We could jump from the train.
Do you really think I would let that happen?
I don't know if I could do it. And we have no way of knowing if it would work.
Well, then I don't know if there's anything else we can do.
Let the past die. Kill it if you have to.
I'm scared.
So am I.
I am not afraid of who I am. You might be, though.
I don't want to go to hell.
I don't think we have much choice in the matter.
We always have a choice, don't we?
I think we gave up having choices.
I'm so scared.
It's okay. Just take my hand. We'll get through this.
Playing fair. Being scared. That gets you beat. Life is not fair. Life or death will always win. One would figure that if something is called Hell's Gate, you'd most likely try and stay away. But that's not always the case. This Hell's Gate actually earned its name from sailors navigating the shallow channels, strong currents, and rocky reef. A grotesque train to hell is said to pick up the souls who perished along the water below. And every year, with so many people jumping from this bridge, whether on purpose or by accident, trying to move out of the way of the passing train only add to the list of current souls already aboard this death train. A train that I hope you will never ride. A train with a one-way ticket to hell. Look, we all die, right? The goal isn't to live forever. The goal is to create something that will. New York is definitely full of tales of strange events, and we barely scratched the surface. but my time here is complete. I have a meeting at the Biltmore House. Maybe I'll talk to you one day there.
Our time will come, Janitor. Sooner or later, we will meet.
Jeff Gator Burbank. He's singing in my ear about pretty boys. I'm taking in each word, each breath, each heartbreaking. It's hard for me to hear through all the noise. Stripping every item from me body, exposing old birthmarks and lines and scars. Let's get weird, obscene, uncouth and naughty. Let's expose Greek we didn't know you are. After nothing wrong, writing all these songs about these girls I knew yesterday. Bye-bye, dead of time away. When I wanted you to stay, well, I guess it's a war. Apart on separate coastlines, I'll hold you close no matter where you are. Let's be real, we measured as a crow flies. Los Angeles is still real freaking far. Left nothing wrong, writing all these songs about these girls I knew yesterday. It all fell through in the bottom, but I wanted you. You whipped me around and around. We go. Way back when it all fell through, we both knew you didn't want it to. Wrong, writing all these songs about these girls I knew yesterday. But by then it's time away when I wanted you to stay. Well, I guess it's a roller train.
All aboard!